as an acoustic player, we're kind of always striving for the best possible tone that we can get. And then the process is such that the better you get at your instrument, the more you're kind of seeking better and better tone from your instrument. Like a lot of things in life, you don't get that tone without spending some money on the instrument. And at any rate, I was in Nashville and I was shopping for mandolin. They have about 20 different mandolins on the wall that are all just top-notch instruments from builders from all over the place, Czech Republic and Europe, other places in Europe, but also quite a few builders from the U.S. So I picked maybe 8 or 9 mandolins, and I narrowed my search down to 2 of them. One was an Elkhorn built in Durango, Colorado, and the other one was a Stanley. That I love the tone of this Stanley. And so I remember asking the guy at the shop, I was like, well, where is the Stanley from? And he goes, you know what, let me look it up on my computer. And he said, yeah, it's from Rhinelander, Wisconsin. And I kind of just stopped dead in my tracks. And I was like, wait, you mean like the wood came from Rhinelander or something, right? And he's like, no, this guy, Chris Stanley, he builds out of Rhinelander, Wisconsin. So I called Chris that same day and, you know, just talked to him on the phone, got to know him, and I was just blown away. And I had to buy it. So and not only did I have to buy it, I just really, it was my favorite mandolin in the shop. So I just felt really proud, you know, to own one, something that came from home.
Question I have to ask, and everybody's going to probably ask you every time, is how did the band get its name?
Yeah, we were in the early days going for doing a backpacking trip in Eagle County, Colorado. In typical, you know, stubborn male fashion, we didn't bring any much food. We were actually going to go up and catch a bunch of fish and eat them. That was the plan. So we went up there, and we brought very little food and a rented mandolin. So it was when I was first learning, and we set up our tents. We were about 4 or 5 miles up. It rained for 3 days straight. So we kind of just sat in our tents and passed the mandolin around, and we would send one guy out at a time to kind of go fish in the rain, and we'd tell him to go get us a trout steak. So it kind of became the catchphrase for that weekend was, you know, hey, go get me a few trout steaks. So we hiked out of the mountains that weekend, and incidentally, we needed a band name for a gig that we were about to play, and so we just kind of went with it. And you know, who knew at that time that we would still be a band years later? You know, it's a silly enough name where it just, I think it does have some kind of holding, staying power.
You know, the music business is tough, and I was just wondering, playing music, not too many people are able to do that, and I wondered if there's any point in time when you realized that, you know, we can do this.
As a baseline, to answer your question, I just feel incredibly lucky. I'm surrounded by my band who, you know, a lot of passionate people, our manager, our booking agent, our publicist. These are people that have kind of, like, jumped on the train, you know, once it's kind of got moving and we were able to pay them. Luckily enough, we were all just in a position in our lives to be able to do it. And I guess what that really involved was having jobs and then kind of making a shift over a number of years into becoming full-time musicians. For me, it was kind of in college at the University of Minnesota, studying architecture, moving out to Colorado, and kind of always having music as part of my life, playing in bands and playing in coffee shops, but never anything serious, and always working full time. In 2012, I left my full time job and I moved into an RV, and I just played a lot of music. I kept working in architecture. It really wasn't until 2015, actually, when as a band, all 5 of us kind of made the leap. And just decided to be available to tour and be available to play all the shows that popped up. And so our commitment level was kind of all in at that point. But it was, you know, a good 3 or 4 years of phasing into it before that, that really allowed me to be where I am now, which is, you know, working as a full-time musician. It was never a full jump off point. It was kind of like put one foot down and test the waters. And my mom is probably my biggest publicist and marketing agent up there.
Oh, mom.